BC court rules the province was wrong not to pay for an expensive treatment.
We'll hear from one advocate who says the government should do the right thing and stop discriminating against the parents in desperate need of help.
A raucous welcome for the president of Peru. Alberto Fujimori was elected.
Autistic children and their parents scored a major victory in British Columbia yesterday. The BC Supreme Court ruled that the provincial government had discriminated against their children by not funding a treatment method. Now, the children are eligible for an early intervention program called the LAVAS method. Sabrina Freeman is the executive director of the advocacy group FEAT, Families for Early Autism Treatment. Her daughter was one of the children involved in the BC lawsuit. We've reached her in Langley, BC.
Dr. Freeman, what do you think of the ruling?
Well, I'm actually very gratified that the Supreme Court of BC has put children with autism on the same footing as children who suffer from other disorders that need treatment.
And what does this early intervention program do for autistic children?
What LAVAS treatment does is it takes the thousands of skills and concepts that typically developing children learn naturally. It breaks them down into small, manageable chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And using principles of behavior modification, it teaches the children. So highly trained therapists work with the child one-on-one, ideally in a 40-hour-a-week setting, to get beyond the autism barrier and train the child to master all those thousands of chunks. It's analogous to building a house brick by brick. It's difficult, it's tedious, and it's expensive. But science has shown us that it is uniquely effective in treating autistic disorder.
Well, what difference has it made with your child?
Before we had this treatment, she would sing, spin, and flap incessantly every waking moment. She had no concept of the use of language. We were chronically sleep deprived because she'd be up every night for hours at a time singing at the top of her lungs.
Mm.
Now today, she's a delightful preteen. She's entering grade 7 in a completely normal classroom. I can actually say she's a popular kid. She has friends. She gets invited to birthday parties. And she enjoys the things that her peers enjoy, including downloading Britney Spears music off the internet and all those typical activities that preteens like to do. She plays 6 instruments. She plays the piano at the grade 6 level. In short, she has a real life, and she has a real future ahead of her. And unfortunately, the cruel alternative of this for her would have been a life of institutionalization, unfortunately.
Now, how much money did you have to spend in order to get her the treatment early that made this remarkable difference?
Because it is intensive, it is very expensive, and it can run between $45,000 to $60,000 per year when the child is young. And although that sounds like a lot of money, and it is to an individual family when they have to pay for it out of their own pocket, as we had to, the cost-benefit analysis have shown that over the life of a child with autism, the government actually will save from $1 to $1.5 million per person. We personally exhausted all our savings. We cashed in all our RSPs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we financed our mortgage twice. We sold our home in Vancouver, and we moved out an hour away from town and from our families. Now, when we could no longer afford the treatment, we borrowed heavily from my parents. And I was very lucky because I had parents that I could borrow from. This has been a very, very heavy financial burden.
How much in total did you spend?
Oh, I don't actually have that number, but I would say probably over $200,000.
Are you going to get that money back from the government now as a result of the court ruling?
I actually have no idea at this point because the judge has invited the counsel and the Crown in to discuss these matters. But that is not, in my estimation, the most important point of this ruling. What's important about this ruling is that the judge made two points that are fundamental and that have ramifications across this country. The first is that this is a medically necessary service, which means that for the first time, our children are part of the Canada healthcare system. And when you think about it, when the courts decide that now that our children are part of the Canada healthcare system, that means that families who could not afford the treatment and their child would be lost, now they have a chance of their children having a life. And that's what the Canadian social contract is all about.
Mm-hmm.
One pays high taxes, but the reason we pay high taxes is because catastrophic healthcare problems should not visit our families.
There is something about this ruling I find confusing, and I'm wondering if you can help walk
Certainly.
Me through it. We do have universal health care, but it doesn't, if for example I have a disease or a condition and there are treatments out there, I'm not necessarily guaranteed the quickest or the best treatment.
That's correct. So you are guaranteed a treatment.
Right.
Okay. Heretofore, there has not been one treatment for children with autism.
Okay.
That's the problem. It's not that there's a treatment that's somehow less acceptable but science-based. There was nothing. What parents of children with autism are generally offered is babysitting, respite, supported child care, but no treatment. And to be quite honest with you, I don't need somebody to pay for my babysitting or my child care. I can handle that on my own, thank you very much. I need money for treatment for my child. In the same way that if my child had cancer, my child would receive chemotherapy. My child has autism. She has the right to receive treatment.
What's the funding situation in other provinces?
In Alberta, due to a court decision a few years back, every child with autism whose parents would like them to have this treatment and whose physician prescribes it receives up to $45,000 to $60,000 per year for the treatment.
And is Alberta the only province that does at the moment offer that funding?
Alberta is the province that offers the most comprehensive funding. Prince Edward Island does offer some funding. They offer 20 hours a week of this treatment. Unfortunately, that's not enough, but it's certainly better than nothing. Now, Manitoba has a pilot project which I believe includes five children. Oh, Newfoundland has a project as well where parents can choose one of two treatment options. I do not know how comprehensive that is. And Ontario actually just recently introduced a project for children for 2 to 5 years of age. Unfortunately, there's not enough money for all those children, but it is a step in the right direction.
Do you have any idea how many autistic children there might be in Canada who aren't getting this early intervention treatment?
Well, I can guarantee you the majority of children with autism in Canada are not receiving this treatment.
I'm not clear on how many kids have the condition.
Autism is a spectrum disorder. And it looks like approximately 1 in 500 children are afflicted with autism. In British Columbia, I can tell you there's 1,273 children with autism under 18 years of age. There's something else that's important. When you're looking at how much this would cost a government, you have to look at the cost savings. Because when the children have this treatment and they grow up and they become taxpayers, then they're actually putting into the pot rather than taking out of. It costs $100,000 to institutionalize an autistic adult, and 90% of those adults are institutionalized per year, we're talking.
Spend up front or spend a lot more later.
That's right. It's front-loaded, and unfortunately governments generally don't think of amortizing a treatment cost. They think of 4 to 5 year cycles.
Do you think this ruling has any significance for other types of medical conditions? Does it open the door to funding for other cases, do you think?
Yes, I do, but again, in a very narrow sense. Any group of children who are not receiving treatment of any kind for a medical disability should be able to use this. However, most children who do have medical conditions already receive treatment because we have a healthcare system that is universal. We would not have this problem with a child with cancer or the child with cerebral palsy. This is pretty, I would say it's unique to children with mental disabilities.
Dr. Freeman, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Sabrina Freeman is the executive director of the advocacy group FEET, Families for Early Autism Treatment. She spoke to us from Langley, British Columbia.